We turn it up.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show. Spotlight on Erica.
So. I didn't do it myself. I hired a professional.
Mix 107.3.
Well, they call them escorts for a reason. They're willing to escort you to any number of things that you may want to...
Wasn't a professional
what are we
like
talking
that.
About well,
oh, my gosh, please.
Would you ever consider using a professional escort to take you to an event, maybe your husband or... You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
yes.
I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. Something like a formal... we were invited to a very formal black tie thing.
Right.
And, you know, it's one of those, oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. And if your significant other is out of town and you simply want someone to go with, what do you think about
that? I thought about it when I had to go after I split and I had this wedding that I had already responded as a couple that we would go.
Oh, boy.
I thought, I wonder if there is somebody who would fill that bill that I could just make it a business transaction.
Stop
you
it.
Could probably, you know, invite a guy friend, then there's the whole uncomfortable,
that's
right?
That's why I would rather make it business.
Yeah,
that is
you know,
so bizarre.
I know, I didn't do it because there was a lot wrapped up in it, but...
One of the cruises we've been on, I think we did something with Daryl Green a number of years ago. I've stayed on their mailing list. Mm-hmm. And they sent, an offer for a cruise and said, by the way, if you're single...
No.
Yes, right. We have...
It was on the brochure?
Professional dancers to dance with you.
Oh, God, it's
so
dirty
smart.
Dancing. It's
no,
dirty dancing.
Smart. My girlfriend does all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. She's a hooker.
Oh, Jimmy.
Because that's what it sounds like.
That's what you had.
Well, that's what it is.
She accompanies people to things.
Like the hotel room?
Jimmy, would you let her tell the story?
Sorry.
No. She's an actress, and since she does whatever on the side to make a little money.
Yes,
and
exactly.
She speaks a couple languages,
she's
a good person for somebody to take around to, you know,
she's
a dinner
a dancer,
thing.
She's or a
great
just
dancer.
A great
very
companion,
smart.
Like at a dinner party.
All of that. I mean, she's super smart. She speaks a few languages. She has her master's.
Language of love.
She dances well. She's pretty.
Sure.
And
of course she is. Well, she'd have to be pretty.
These services don't allow that.
Services.
She works for a
company.
No, not really.
Oh, dear Lord. Now you.
But no, that's what that
we held you back from the precipice for so long
exactly.
And you went overboard.
You were both being so PC about us.
I mean, when you hear the term escort, everybody thinks,
Because
of all the stuff, you know, Heidi Fleiss.
They crack down hard on those agencies now, Jack. That you can't do those things anymore. She said she's never even been approached by a guy.
Oh, come on. Now that I don't believe.
No.
I believe that she doesn't go that way.
Why would she lie to me?
Because she doesn't.
Because she knows you do a radio show.
Yeah. She knows tomorrow at 8:10 you'll need a break. So
she's had some really interesting experiences.
Sure. No, you're telling me an escort has had a lot of interesting situations.
She went on somebody's yacht with them for the weekend,
and nothing happened.
Okay,
no.
Jimmy, you were right to start with.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Someone paid this woman.
Right.
Thousands of dollars.
$300 a day.
$300 a day.
That's not that much.
First of all, the guy's got to be Beauty and the Beast because if he's got a yacht,
you
know, any number of people would want to go just for the yachting experience.
Right.
So I don't imagine you have to go hire somebody to get on board your yacht and sail.
To rent a friend, because that's what you're doing, renting a friend. If nothing's
going
on. Wait
a second.
Right.
Why don't you do this, Erica?
Yeah, Erica, be an escort.
Then again, there's the other part of the story.
You want a man with a yacht. You want someone with money.
What?
And
that's
who,
stop.
This would be perfect.
I'm nobody's business.
Erica, I'll answer the phone for you.
You're gorgeous.
Hi, Erica and stuff.
You're smart. You are exactly how you described
it. I'm not looking for a business transaction. I would like, you know, somebody who likes me.
Well, maybe you could be like Julia Roberts and lead to something.
Yeah. What was she? The hooker. Thank you.
Dear Lord.
Not when she was with Richard Gere.
I have a name for your escort website, Ingenue Erica. Because they all have like snappy names, right?
Right.
If you're going to do this for a living, didn't the Hollywood Madam? I guess that's what she called herself.
When in the DC,
Ingenue
Madam.
Erica.
Yeah. Bethesda Madam.
The Bethesda Babe.
The Bethesda Brothel.
Bethesda.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Look, I don't.
You're hoping something happens, though.
I do not want to be a business transaction for a gentleman.
I think you just were a couple months ago, right?
Excuse me?
Did you not? Yeah. At the end.
I'm out of this one.
Okay,
so anyway, Blair.
But, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, at the end, when you final tallied everything up, it's like, okay, boom.
Dear
there
Lord.
Was a very business-like fashion that had happened.
Man, this is
Jack,
good.
Thank you, Blair.
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, I just got it.
Oh, yeah, you
didn't understand that?
No.
You mean when his personal company divested himself of my personal company?
So you do know what I'm talking about. Okay, great.
He had a stock exchange.
We went public trading.
I'm wondering, you know, David Bowie, you could buy stock in David Bowie. Poor David passed. Brilliant guy and really a sweetheart of a man. I'm wondering if the stockholders also benefited from his estate,
sure,
and maybe
course.
Even his insurance, if you own stock in David mm-hmm. Bowie.
And
I wonder if...
Are you saying for the Bethesda brothel, you want to invest in Erica and maybe own a part of E?
Let me tell you what.
Own a part of E!
Nice. I want to marry and divorce Joel. Because you know the parting gifts weren't bad, right?
A lot of people like him.
The parting gifts weren't bad.
You can't be first, but you can be next.
Yeah. You can't be last either.
I don't have to be right. I just want to be right now. I can't. Not right. That's a transition.
This summer, the only thing there will be more of.